Begin the current daf, Masechtas Baba Kama, daf Lamed Beis. Begin on the bottom of the Lamed Alf Lamed Beis, five lines up from the top, from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of these Mishnahs of this parak regarding the damages that happen through a person in the public domain. So the Mishnah begins, Zebo Bechavita Vezebo Bekairasa. If two people were walking in the public domain and they bump into each other, one guy was carrying a barrel, the other guy was carrying a beam. Says the Mishnah, Nishbur Kadosh Shal Zeh B'Kairasa Shal Zeh. And let's say that this guy's jug breaks through the other guy's beam. So Potter, so the owner of the beam is going to be exempt. And the reason being is, Shal Zeh Rishas Lahalach, Ula Zeh Rishas Lahalach. This guy has permission to walk in the street, and this guy has permission to walk in the street. And we both bumped into each other. And yes, my beam is going to break your jug, your barrel. However, since we both have permission, so therefore there is no liability, and that's why he's going to be exempt. That's one case, when they bump into each other. Now, the Mishnah says a different type of a case, where they were in formation, in a line. If let's say the owner of the beam was walking first, and the owner, the one who was carrying the barrel, is walking behind him. So then says the Mishnah, if the barrel breaks because it bumps into the beam, so the owner beam is going to be exempt because you bumped into me. We're going in traffic, and that means to say I was walking normally, and you went faster than you should have, and that's why you bumped into my beam. I was in front. If your barrel broke, it's your fault, and therefore he's exempt. Now, however, as we continue the top of Lamed Beis Manav, the Mishnah tells us, but if the reason was I was going regular pace, says the owner of the barrel, you stopped, the owner of the beam stopped, and he was in front, and I kept on walking, and we bumped in, then the owner of the beam is going to be liable because it was his fault that the accident happened. Now, but v'im amal bal chavas amod. But if let's say the owner of the beam, he stopped, but he told the guy behind him, you stop because I'm stopping, and he didn't stop and he walked into the guy's beam and broke his barrel, then Potter is going to be exempt. Again, the concept is who's negligent, who's doing what's not allowed. Walking in the street, everyone's allowed to. If something happens, not my fault. Going in the line, traffic is you should go at a certain pace. If you go faster than, it's your fault. If you stop, it's your fault. If you tell the guy behind and he's aware of that and you tell him to stop and he doesn't stop, then it's his fault. Now, the Mishnah says the other way around now. Let's say they were walking one-way traffic and the one in front was the owner of the barrel and the one with the beam was the one behind him. So then the Mishnah says the other way. Now, if the barrel breaks because of the beam, and chayib, the owner of the beam is going to be chayib, because what that means to say is because he went faster, how did they bump in? Because the guy behind walked faster and bumped his beam into the guy's barrel, so he's liable for that fender bender. Vim amad bal chavis, but if let's say the owner of the barrel, he stopped, then potter, then the owner of the beam is exempt. So you stopped short, what was I supposed to do? Now, but vim amad bal kaira amud, but if he told him to stop, and he didn't stop, then chayib is going to be liable, because although he stopped, but yes, I told you I'm stopping and you didn't stop. So therefore, now that your beam broke my barrel, he's going to be chayef. And the Mishnah says, V'chein zebo b'neiru b'zebo pishtoni, that the same thing would apply, not just with the beam and the barrel, but if let's say one guy's walking with a candle and one guy's walking with flax, and the candle lights up the flax, same type of thing, depending who's first and who's back, and regarding stopping and telling the guy that, hey, I'm stopping, it would be the same halachas in both ways, as we said regarding the beam and the barrel. Now, the Gemara introduces the following question, which will relate to the halacha of our Mishnah. Rabbi Bar Nosson Rav Huna asked him the following question. He says, "Hamazik is ishtoi b'tashmash amita mahu." If a man injures his wife during marital relations, what's the halacha? The Gemara explains the question. Do we say kivin debishus ka'avid pater? Well, he has permission, that's part of the marriage relationship, to have tashmash, and therefore, since he did it with rishus, therefore he's exempt. Maybe he should have analyzed, he should have been careful, he should have looked what he was doing, and therefore to make sure that he's not injuring her. So what's the halacha? Is he chayev or pater? So Amalei, so Rav Huna responded, he said, Tinnitu, we learned this in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, the first halacha of the Mishnah said that one guy's walking, not necessarily in a straight line. Let's say one guy's coming from one direction, other guy's coming from the other direction, and the beam breaks the barrel, he's exempt because each one has permission to be walking there. We don't say, Iboy liyuni, you should have been careful. No, I have permission to walk in the street. You also, now that my beam broke your barrel, I'm exempt. And therefore here also, since he has rishus lahalich to have this tashmish, and even though he injures her, he's going to be exempt. Now that Amar Rava asks on Rav Huna. Says Kavachayme. Says to the contrary, the Kavachayme should say that he's chayev. Why? Because he says the following Kavachayme. Umayar, if regarding the halacha of a forest, which that's the conceptual framework the Torah uses for the liability of someone if he kills a person, b'shegig, inadvertently he has to go to galus, into exile, the metaphor the Torah uses is regarding if someone goes into the forest and chops down a tree, and then it falls on somebody, and he obviously didn't mean to murder the guy, it was a shegig, he has to go to galus. So says Rava, we find by the halacha by yar, by a forest, each one has permission to go into the forest. And yet still, the Torah almost considers it as if the person went into someone else's domain, meaning the guy who chopped down the tree, the guy who murdered the other guy by mistake, as if he went into his property, and that's why he's liable to go to Gullus, because what do you mean? I have the rights to be in the forest too, yes, but still you see the Torah considers him liable as if he went into the Nizik, as if he went into the murdered person's domain, and thus we're making you liable for the death of that person to go into Galus. So says Rava, so here, a husband with his wife, where he entered her domain. In other words, it is her domain. It's not like the forest where it's both their domains, but the Torah considered as if he went into the other person's domain and thus liable for the death of that person, where they're liable, even though the guy who chopped down the tree also has permission, and he was in his rishus as much as it's that other guy's rishus. So here, when the husband enters the wife's area, loy kol shekein, isn't it a kavachayma that for sure he should be liable to the damages that he does to her? Where for sure here, where he actually enters a rishus, isn't that a kavachayma from the halacha of yar? So how can you say that he'd be potter? Now, Ella Hakatani, but then what do we do with the raya that Rav Huna had brought from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Shalazer Rishus Lahalach Velazer Rishus Lahalach. Seemingly Rav Huna is correct. Where if you have the rights to be there, then you're exempt. And here also where the husband has the rights to be there, he should be exempt. That says Rav Huna, no. Hasam Tarvayu Kadodi Ninu, there, in the halacha of our Mishnah, both of them play a role in the breaking of the barrel, of the barrel owner's barrel. Because, as Taisa says, they're both walking. So when the barrel breaks into the other guy's beam, he also has somewhat of a role. Now, although that the one who ends up breaking it is the owner of the beam, that's what breaks the barrel, but the reason why we're saying that he's going to be exempt is because he didn't do it only because it's also the activity of the owner of the barrel that helped and assisted in the breaking of the barrel. So that's why he's exempt. But hacha ihu kavan maisa. Here, the only one that's doing the action is the husband to the wife. When he's injuring her, he's doing the action. And therefore, it says Rava, to the contrary, not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said from the halacha of a mission, he wanted to prove that he's going to be pater. Says Rava, obviously not. As he proved a kavachem from Yar, where even if it's in your rishus also, still your chayiv, for sure, where it's only her rishus, it's her domain, her area, for sure you're going to be chayiv. Yet what do you do with the halacha of our Mishnah? That he's exempt when it's both have rishus, is when they're both doing part of the action. We hear he's the only one doing the action, therefore he's going to be liable, not like Rav Huna, he will be chayiv for the damages done to his wife during Tashmish. Now, the Gemara, however, asked on this answer of the Gemara, that saying that the difference is from the halacha of a Mishnah and the case that Rabbi Bar Nosson had asked for Tashmish is because here he's only doing the action. That's why he'll be liable. Whereas in the Mishnah, they're both playing a role in the action. That the Gemara says, V'hiloi, what? Regarding marital relations, she's not doing an action too, which will thus similarly be to the case in the Mishnah for the husband to be pater. But V'oksiv, the Pasuk says in Yikra, says, V'nichrisu ha'nefashay so'oisis mikarev amam. Where it talks about there the halachas of arayis, it says that those souls that do, it says in the plural, do this act of arayis, which sounds like both the noyif and the neefis, the male and the female, will get karis. So now in the wording that it says is ha'oisais, similarly they're both doing a maisa. So how can you say that only he's doing the maisa? Says the Gemara, hano litarvayu islahu. No, the pleasure of the act of relations is for both of them. And therefore, the Torah considers it as if they both did a maisa regards to being liable for the death penalty. But ihu maisa hu dekaavad. Ultimately, regarding chesha mishpa, regarding the halachas of damages, the one that's doing an action is only him. She has a passive role that she's playing in the relations. And therefore, says Rava, it's different than the halacha of our Mishnah, where although there, yes, he's going to be pater, here in this halacha, he's going to be chayv, because he's the only one doing the maisa, and he's going in the rishus of his isha, and that's why he's chayv for the damages. Now, the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, Hayabal Kari Rishin, where it spoke about that if the owner of the beam is first, and then the guy with the barrel is behind him, chulu, etc. Now, regarding this halacha of the Mishnah, the Gemara introduces the following halacha from Amar Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish says, he says, Shtei paris b'shus harab. It says, if there's two cows in the public domain, achas revutza v'achas malachas, one of the cows is laying on the floor, which is abnormal, and one of them is walking, which is very normal for a cow to be walking in the b'shus harab. Says Rish Lakish, bata mahalachas b'revutza, if the cow that's walking kicks the cow that's laying on the floor, p'tur, the owner of that cow is exempt. Revutza b'malachas, but if let's say the one that's laying on the floor kicks the one that's walking by, chayev is the owner of that cow, will be liable for the damages done to that cow. So that's the halacha of Rish Lakish. And we explained this on the previous daf already, what's the fundamental principle of Rish Lakish regarding if someone's mishana, ba'acha v'shina, ba'is pater, if someone does something abnormal, which is what the animal laying down is doing, and then another animal does something to it, is going to be exempt versus the other animal injuring the other animal, which is carrying this chayv mishus haram, for sure is going to be liable in the public domain. But the Gemara says, Le misayeli. Let's say we could support this halacha Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah said, as we just quoted the beginning of that, in, from the Mishnah, Hoyabal Kair Rishon. If they're walking in formation in a line, and if the one who has the beam is first, Ubal Chavis Achron, the one who has the barrel is second, said the Mishnah, Nizbro Chavis B'Kair Pater. If the barrel breaks on the beam, so the owner of the beam is going to be exempt, because obviously that means to say the guy behind him walked faster, so it's not the owner of the beam's fault. But vim amad bal kaira chayiv, but then the Mishnah said, but if the owner of the beam, he stopped, then he's going to be liable for now the guy with the barrel bumping into him and breaking his barrel. So says the Gemara, v'ha-ha-ha-ha. Now in this case, when the bal kaira stops, that we say he's liable. Tikiravutza b'malechas dami. Essentially, that's the same as Rish Lakish's case of when an animal that lays down causes damage to the animal that's walking, because here, when the owner of the beam just stops, that's abnormal. Because not normal, in the middle of the street, so imagine someone's driving and they just stops in the middle of the freeway, it's not normal for a guy to, when he's walking with the beam, to just take a break and a breather when the people are walking and coming and there's lions walking behind them. Uktani chayiv, and we learned, so therefore, that he's going to be chayiv, that's the same as Rish Lakish. Similarly, we support Rish Lakish halacha. When someone does something abnormal, like an animal laying down, that is abnormal. Now, when that revutza kicks the mahalaches, he's going to be chayiv, just like you have with the guy with the beam stopping, he does something abnormal, he's chayiv for the one that's doing something normal. That the Gemara says, v'tizbra? Can you really entertain that this is a riot to Rish Lakish? Hasiyu baye? That this is supporting his halacha of when the one who's laying down kicks the one that's walking, that you're going to be chayiv? Says the Gemara, lo mistayeh, lo misayeh. Not only does this not support Rish Lakish's halacha, it's actually a difficulty from our Mishnah to Rish Lakish, who he says that when the one that's laying down kicks the one that's walking, it's going to be chayevis. Says the Gemara, actually, that it's contradicted from our Mishnah. Why? Because time of the bata, from Rish Lakish, it sounds like from his halacha, why is the one that's laying down chayiv if it damages the one that's walking? Because it kicked it. Now, hahuska memela, but it sounds like for Rish Lakish, if let's say that the one that's walking, in a passive way, the one that's laying there ends up injuring the one that's walking by, that, according to Rish Lakish, pater. The owner of that animal that's laying down would be exempt. It's only because they kicked the one that's walking by. The question is, well, masnitin de memela, but the halacha of our Mishnah is when the Baal Kaira, the one who is carrying the beam, he stops, the damage that he does to the guy who is walking behind him with the barrel is a passive act. It happens by itself. He just stops and the guy now bumps into him. Uktani chayiv, and yet we learned that he's going to be chayiv. That contradicts Rish Lakish, who made it sound like it's, no, the owner of the animal lays down is actually going to be exempt. It's only because he kicks. He kicks. You have no right to kick. That's Karen B'shus Harab. But it sounds like, but if you just stop, you'd be putter. That's actually contradicted from the halacha of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says that no, that wouldn't be contradicted from the Mishnah, because masnitin de paska, our Mishnah is where the one who had the beam, he stopped lo urcha kishalda. He stopped the whole road like a dead animal carcass, which is that the edges of the beams were to the width of the road, and it took up the whole entire space of the road. That's why the Mishnah tells us that even if the guy with the barrel just bumps into the, because he just stopped, and it happens in the passive way, since the owner of the barrel has nowhere to go, he's in the middle of driving and the guy's trying to swerve around him and there's nowhere to go because he takes up the whole road, that's why the Mishnah says that the Baal Kar is going to be chayiv even in the passive way. But that doesn't contradict Rish Lakish, because hacha over here by Rish Lakish, kagain d'rava b'chad gisa. It's talking about where the animal is laying on the floor in the street, but on one side of the street. Therefore, the animal that's walking should have gone on the other side of the street. That's why Rish Lakish says that the only way that the one who's laying down would be chayiv in the one that's walking is if it kicks it. But you're right, in the passive way it would be exempt because you should have gone on the other side, and that's why it's not going to be chayiv even though it's laying down on the floor. The guy in our Mishnah is going to be chayiv because he took up the whole road. What do you expect from the guy with the barrel? So there again, it's not a proof to Rish Lakish, but neither is it a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Ella rather safer than Masnit Masayil Rish Lakish. Actually, the end of our Mishnah, the next case of the Mishnah, which is the inverse, that could support the other halach of Rish Lakish. Because we learned in the Mishnah that says, let's say the other way around. Let's say, Hoye Bal Chavis Rishon Bal Kara Achron. The first guy was carrying a barrel, the second guy was carrying the beam. So our Mishnah said, Nishbar Chavis B'Kayra Chayiv. So if the barrel breaks with the beam, so the owner of the beam is going to be liable, because obviously that means that he went too fast and bumped into the barrel in front of him. Now, Vim Amad Bal Chavis Pata, but the Mishnah said, if let's say the one with the barrel, he stopped, so then the owner of the beam is exempt, because what do you want from me? You stop. Now, of course, I'm going to bump into you. So says the Gemara, this last case of a hahacha, it's like a case of when someone is walking, because we're saying the guy with the beam is, he's the guy that's walking, in an animal that's laying, because here you have the owner of the barrel who stopped. So you have someone doing an action to the one that stopped, uktani pater, and we learned in our Mishnah, that the one who's carrying the beam is going to be exempt. Similarly, that's exactly like Rish Lakish's case, where he said that the malachas is pater in damaging the revutza. Where again, you have the one who's doing the action to the one that stopped, that you're going to be pater. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya either. Masnitin dechi urche maski. Our Mishnah is talking about where the owner of the beam is walking the regular pace how everybody walks in the street. Therefore, he's not doing anything abnormal. So that's why he's going to be pater, because you stopped. What do you want from me? However, hacha over here in Rish Lakish's case, we have the animal that's walking that kicked the animal that's laying down. Now, the animal that's walking, it did something not normal. It did something not in the normative, and therefore I would say that he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because amale, the animal that's laying, could so to speak tell the animal that's walking, although you have permission to step over me. In other words, you, if you walked in your regular way through the street, yes, that would be exactly like the halacha of the Mishnah, which is the Baal Kar is walking normally. You stop, fine, you did something abnormal. If I bump into you, I'm going to be exempt. Now that, I would agree. But, would they be less lach reshusa? But to kick me? Do you have permission? You have permission to kick me, to cause damage? To walk normally, yes. But to kick, not, and therefore I would actually tell you in such a case when even the malachas is bought, berevetzes, that the animal would be chayiv, and therefore it's not a riot to Rish Lakish who says that you're going to be potter. Because in the case of our Mishnah, it's in its normative way. Here to kick, it's not its normative way. Maybe you would be chayiv. Therefore, neither the Reisha nor the Seifa are a riot to either one of Rish Lakish Shalacha regarding the Revutza malachas to be chayiv or the malachas and the Revutza to be potter. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of these Mishnais. Two people were walking in the public domain. They were in motion in the public domain. Now, echad ratz ve'echad mahalich. If one was running and one was walking, or they were both running, v'ziku ze'azeh, now they bump into each other, now they both get injured. Says the Mishnah, shneim b'turin, they're both going to be exempt, as the Gemara explains. So the Gemara opens up by saying, masnin like Isa ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is obviously not like Isa ben Yehuda. Why? The Tanakh learned the Braisa. Isa ben Yehuda Aimer, he says, Ratz Chayiv, what are you doing running in the street? You're going to be liable if you bump into somebody else. Because you're doing something abnormal. Which is not like the halacha of a Mishnah, which said, you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to go in the street. And therefore, like we said in the previous Mishnah, when you're doing something you're allowed to, you're not liable. And even if you run, the Mishnah says you're exempt. Not like Isa ben Yehuda, who says that you're going to be Chayiv. But Isi does agree Friday evening by twilight that you are going to be exempt over there, even if you're running, if you cause damage to someone else. Nesharatz Birshas, because then you're running with permission, which the Gemara is going to explain what is that a reference to. Now, so the Gemara says, obviously, again, our mission is not like Isi. Now, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda. He says, Halacha is like Isi, which is that if you're running in the street, that's not normal, and if you do, you're going to be liable. Whereas walking, you're allowed to, and if you cause damage, you're exempt. That the Gemara asks me, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, did Rabbi Yechanan really say Halacha is like Isi? But we know of Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan always says Halacha is like the anonymous Mishnah. We learn in our Mishnah, which is anonymous, Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalach, whether the guy is running or walking. If they're both running, Peturin, you're exempt. So how can you say Halacha is like Isi when the Stam Mishnah says, even if you're running, you're Potter? So the Gemara explains, no. Masnitin Be'er Shabbos Bein Hashmashas. The Halacha of our Mishnah is talking about a Friday evening by twilight. Now, Mimai. How do I know this? Medigtani, from the fact that we learned, Oishahayishneim Ratzin Peturin. Or if they're both running, then they're going to be exempt. Now the question is, Hasulamali. Why do I need this case for? If the previous case in the Mishnah was saying that if one's running and one's walking, where there's only one guy who's running, and he did the abnormal thing, and the one who's walking didn't do anything abnormal, and yet still we say part of the one that's running is exempt, so shneim ratzim ibayi, do I have to say that if they're both running, for sure they're both going to be exempt? So el hachikama, rather says the Gemara, this is obviously what the Mishnah is saying. Echad ratz ve'echad mahalach pater. It's actually two different cases. If one's running and one's walking, he's going to be exempt, even the guy who's running. When did we say this? This is by Friday evening by twilight. But during the weekday, oh, that's like Isi. Echad Ratz Ve'echad Mahalach would be Chayiv. Actually, if one's running and one's walking, the one who's running would be liable. Shneim Ratzin. Now, if they're both running, that's what the Mishnah is concluding. Afilu b'chol p'turin, even during the weekday, they'd be exempt because just like I did something abnormal, you also did, and therefore, I'm not going to be liable for running and bumping into you, because if I was the only one running, yes, I would be, but since we're both running, then I'm going to be exempt. So actually, the Mishnah is like Isi, and therefore, there's no contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan why he says Allah is like Isi, because our Mishnah is talking about when are you exempt for running, only Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas, but actually during the weekday, you'd be chayef. When you both are running, then even during the weekday, they're going to be potter. Now the Gemara explains that Amar, as we just quoted before, the Master said, "Umaydi isi be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashes hu potter," which we actually explained is the case of our Mishnah, that by Friday evening by twilight, then you'll be exempt even for running. And they sharatz brishus, because then you're running with permission. So the Gemara asks, "Be'erev Shabbos my brishus sikka?" What permissibility is there that we consider it as just like you're allowed to walk in the street, that Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmash, is then you're allowed to run and therefore you're not liable. Why is that? So the Gemara says, Kid Reb Chanina, like Reb Chanina. The Amr Reb Chanina, like Reb Chanina said, as a continued Amid Beis, he would say what we know as Kabbalah Shabbos by Friday evening, Bayu, let us come, the Netze, and go out, like a person that's going to receive the face of the king, Likras Kala, towards the bride, Malkus, or the queen. Some say Likras Shabbos, towards Shabbos, that's Kala Malkasa, that's the bride, the queen. And actually Rabbi Yana Misata Vakoy, Rabbi Yana would cloak himself and Va'amar, and he would say, Bayi Kala, come bride, which is why there is a permissibility to be running an Erev Shabbos towards the Kabbalah of the Shabbos, and that's why Isi agrees on Erev Shabbos that you're going to be Pater even if you're running. Now the Gemara continues on the theme of these Mishnayis, again regarding damages that a person does, both in the public domain and private. Hamavakeya, someone that's chopping wood. So the Mishnah says three different types of cases, and the Gemara will explain why we need all these three cases. If someone's chopping wood, Birshus HaRabim, in the public domain, V'hizik Birshus HaYachad, and then he causes damage in a person's private domain. In other words, the wood chops and flies out from the public domain where he's chopping it into someone's yard. Or let's say Birshus HaYachad. Let's say he's chopping wood in the private domain, meaning in his own yard. V'hizik Birshus HaRabim, and then it flies out and damages in the public domain. Or Birshus HaYachad, V'hizik Birshus HaYachad Achar. Let's say he's chopping wood in his own yard, and then it flies out and damages someone else in someone else's private yard. Says the Mishnah, in all these cases, Chayiv is going to be liable for those damages. So the Gemara says, V'tzricha, and we needed to say all these three cases. Because the Itana Hamavakei Birshus HaYachad V'Hizik Birshus HaRabim, had we said only the case of when someone chops wood in the private domain and it damages in the public domain, that you would say he's chayv. Because there's always people walking in the street. And therefore, the person should have been careful when he was chopping the wood to be aware that maybe it's going to, as it did, fly out from the tree that is chopping in his yard out into the street. And therefore, you're chayev. But when he's chopping a tree in the public domain and the damage is in someone's private yard, where there's not so many people in someone's private yard where the damage ended up happening, I would say maybe that he's not chayav in that case because it wasn't such a negligence because, okay, even if it's going to fly out, what's going to go in someone's yard? What's the odds that the guy's going to be there? That's why I have to say that case too of when you chop in the street and it damages in someone's yard. Now, ve'itan the mishus aram mishus ayachan. Had we said only that case, the first case of the Mishnah, where he's chopping in the street in the public domain and the damage is in someone's yard, I would say maybe there you're going to be chayiv. Shem the mikara shalei b'shus avid, because originally you had no permission to do this. You can't be chopping wood in the street. So that's why, even though it damaged in a place where there's not so much odds of someone getting damaged, but since from its inception you had no right, that's why you'd be chayiv. A mishus ayachal mishus aram. But when you chopped in your own yard and it flew into the public domain, the bishus of it, where then you had the rights to chop a tree in your yard. Emaloi, I would say, actually, you would not be chayiv, even though it falls into a place where shchichi b'ram, but since you had the rights to, maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. That's what I have to say, both those cases, to say that you would be chayiv. Now, be'itan hanach tarti, had we said only these two cases, then I would say, ha, when you chopped in your yard and it went into the rishus rabim, okay, mishum d'shchichi rabim, why are you chayiv? Why are you negligent? Because there's a lot of people in the street, you should have been careful. And v'ha, I would have said when you chopped from the public domain into someone's private yard, because you chopped it without permission. I can't be chopping trees in the street. You know what could happen? So maybe in those two cases, you'd be chayiv. But when you chopped in your own yard and went into someone else's yard, first of all, where, okay, I'm only surrounded by private houses. There's not so many people that the odds are someone would get injured. And moreover, you had the rights to chop in your yard. So I would say in that case that you would be potter. I have to say even in that case where even though it's leishchichi b'rabim and you had rishus, still you're negligent for the fact that, and you're liable that you chopped tree your tree and that a wood went and flew onto someone or something and caused damage. Now related to this discussion of the permissibility of doing something, of chopping, and then the concurrent liability. So the Gemara says, "Turn about in the brisa, hanichnas lichanusei shel nagar shalei b'shus. If someone enters into the store of a carpenter without permission, v'natza bikas, and then a chip comes and flies out from the carpenter who's in the middle of cutting something, v'tafcha upon the v'mes, and then it flies on his face, this chip with such force, and that the guy dies. So pater, so the owner, the carpenter, is going to be exempt from gullus." For liability of going into exile for the fact that he killed someone inadvertently. Now, but if he entered with permission, then he's going to be chayiv. Then he had the rights to come in. And therefore, now that the guy went in the carpet and had something fly out, that's a negligence, of at least to the effect of being a shaygig, and then he's going to be chayiv. Now, however, the Gemara asks, my chayiv. There's actually two different versions of this discussion, of this question. There's a reisha and there's a seifa. Two cases here. One is when he had no rights to go in, which we say, so then the carpenter is potter. And then the second case is where he had the rights to go in, then we say he's chayiv. So the Gemara asks, my chayiv. When it says that he had the rights to go in, that the carpenter is going to be liable, what does it mean he's liable for? So Amar B'Yisi B'Chanina, he says, chayiv b'dal dvar. The liability that the carpenter is chayiv for is if, let's say, the guy who walked in didn't die, but he got injured, where this piece came out of this carpenter's tool and flew on him, and now he had this major injury. So then he has to pay for the damages, that's called nezek, the tzar, the pain the guy had, reap with the doctor bills, and shavas, the amount of work he's going to be losing, which is called dal devarim. And the reason being is because the carpenter is negligent. This guy had rights to walk in, you should have been careful. Now, however, you're not chayiv for what's called as heidvarm, because for boishes, for the humiliation that this guy suffered, you're not chayiv because by boishes, it's only until you intended to embarrass the guy, and here he didn't intend to embarrass the guy. Now, however, regarding the reisha's case, when the guy walked in without permission, then you're going to be exempt even from the dal dvarm, because there's no negligence, because I didn't expect this guy to come, and no one had any right to come into my carpenter shop. But for nezek, the carpenter will be chayiv, because that, as the Gemara told us previously on Daf Chavav Mabez, in the pasuk petzatachas patsa, which is that there's a liability for adma mazik even on oynis kiratzin, even though it was beyond the person's control. If you cause damage to someone else, you're going to be chayiv for the damages. Even if it came without permission, you're going to be chayiv. But for the dal dvarim, you're only going to be chayiv if he had rights to come in. But if he had no rights, then you're not going to be chayiv for the dal dvarim. Now, however, says Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, but Rupat Migalas. But even in the case of Seifa, that it says you're going to be chayv because he had rights to come in, you're not going to be chayv for galus. Even in that case, you're also going to be exempt from galus, just like the first case when he had no rights to come in. And he explains, lefisha ein deim liyar, because this cannot be compared, as we brought this halacha on Amid Aleph, to the halacha of a forest, which is the source for the halacha of someone killing someone by mistake, of going into exile. Because yar, by the forest, each one's going into an area that's his on some level, that he has rights to go in because we all share the forest together. But here, even though he had permission to go into his store, but it's still in that guy's store, and therefore it's not the same thing. So look, if the guy says, the carpenter says, I killed you by mistake, and you're right, you had permission to come in, but it was in my property. So therefore, we can't say there's a liability of galus because the prototype is, as the pasuk says, regarding the forest, that's when it was both of our reshusim. It's both of our domains, so then there's liability. When it's the mazik, when it's the murderer's domain, albeit that the guy had permission, he's going to be pater from galus. Now that, Amar Rabba asks, what do you mean? Kavachaymer. To the contrary, that for sure you should be chayiv. Why? Because in Mayar, if you find by the forest, which is that each guy, when he went to the forest, he went with his own awareness. In other words, he didn't take permission from his friend to come in when this guy is chopping a tree in the forest. He didn't say, look, I want you to know I'm coming in. No, each guy came in by his own awareness. And this guy came in with his own awareness. He didn't know this guy's in the forest. Every guy's doing his own thing. Chops a tree, it happens to hit that guy. He didn't know. And yet still, and still, we see that the Torah holds the one who was chopping down the tree liable for the murder of his friend as if his friend had come in and said, I want you to know that I'm here. Be careful when you're chopping the tree. He didn't know. And yet still we hold him liable to go into exile. So asks Rav, so regarding this case of the carpenter, Shiladas Chaveiroi Nichnes, where the guy who came in with the awareness of the carpenter. As we said, he had permission. Now moreover, as Tais explains, that the carpenter should have known that if the guy is asking permission to come into his store, which he had permission for, that it wasn't for nothing. It's because he wanted to come in. So you were aware that someone might come in. Like Kol Shekein, isn't it a kavachaymer for sure that there you wouldn't be exempt and that you would be liable? Because by the far is to the contrary, where he didn't even know about him. He didn't ask his permission to come in. I mean, we're both allowed to come in. He didn't say, I just want you to know I'm coming in. And yet still we consider as if he did tell him, because obviously he's chayiv for galus. It's not like an oynis, it's like a shaygig. So here, where it's definitely less of an oynis, more of a shaygig, because you knew, he asked you for permission. Isn't it a kal v'chaymer that he should be chayiv for galus? So Elama Rava, rather Rava qualifies and he says, my patim galus. What does this mean when your Yerbi Yisrael says that even when he has permission to go in, he's going to be exempt from galus? It's not like we had originally explained it. It's not because, what do you expect from the guy? It's my store. I know you have permission, but it's my store. I'm less than the case of Yar. Yar, you're going to be chayv galus here. I'm less than that. No, it's actually the other way around. Delay sagile begalus. It's not enough for him to have an atonement through going into exile. V'hainu time in the Rebbe Yisrael B'chanina. This is actually the reason of Rebbe B'chanina. Mishum the havalei shegig karv lemezit. Because actually, it's an inadvertency that's actually closer to being a deliberate murderer. Why? Because he should have been careful. You knew a guy said, I want permission to come into your store today. So you knew a guy might walk in, and you should have been more careful. You weren't, although we can't say you're amazing, you're not chayiv for chayiv misa, but it's not enough of you to get an atonement by going to galus because you're closer to being amazed. So that's actually the understanding. Yes, it's a kavul chaymer from Yar. It's actually worse than Yar. Because Yar, there, he didn't notify the guy he's going to be in the forest. Okay, so it's a shaygig. Here, the guy notified you, that's why you're going to be patur megalus. So it's actually the other way around. Yes, the halacha is true, but because of it's more stringent. Now, on this answer, that when you're a shaygig karv lemezid, then that's the reason of Rebbe Chanina that you're going to be patur from galus, because it's not you're too worse off to be allowed to atone through galus. On that, the Gemara must have Rava. Rava, however, asked on this from the Mishnah Masechtas Makis. The Mishnah says, if Hoysiflai, if the Shliach Bezin, the appointee of the courts, that he has to give Malkus, he has to give the lashes to someone that's liable for lashes, if he adds on Ritzua Achas, one more whip, more than the court had evaluated that he could handle, which is they don't give necessarily everything that you have to get. If they because you don't want to kill a person, he's only liable for lashes. If they see he can't handle more than a certain amount, that's how much they give him. Let's say give him one more than what they had said he could handle. Umeis, and he died. Says the Mishnah Maseches Makos, Hariza Goyel Al Yadei. Now, because of that, the Shlich Bezin has to go into Golis for having murdered this guy. Now that asks Rava Vahacha D'Shege Karav LeMezer, who here, this is a case of, yes, it was inadvertent, he didn't mean to kill the guy, but it's definitely close to being a deliberate killer, because the Boya Suke Daite, because he should have at least entertained the Maisi Inchi B'Chad Ritzua, that a guy could die from one more lash, because we estimated him at only handling this amount. He should have entertained he could die by more. And yet Uktoner is a girl, and still we see, even though it's a Shagi Karv Lameza, we see that it is enough for him. He's allowed to go into Golas. That will be his atonement. Didn't we just answer for the Rebbe Yisrael Chanina, why is the case of the Sefer going to be Pata from Golas? Because it's Shagi Karv Lameza. So that Umar of Shimi Minarda, he says that the case is talking about the Mishnah Maseches Makos, the Toy B'minyana, where the Shliach Bezin, the reason why he's considered Shagig is because he actually made a mistake in the counting. He realized that they said he could only handle a certain amount, but he didn't realize that he had miscounted, and he gave an extra one. That's a true Shagig. That's not a Shagig Karv Lameset. And that's why it's going to be enough for him to go to Golas. Now, Tafach Le Rava. Now, so Rava went and pushed to Rav Shimi, Bisandole, on the sandal, on the shoe of Rav Shimi. Meaning he kicked him on his foot. Amalei, so Rav said to him, Atu who? What do you think? The Shliach is money? You think he's the one that's counting to say that he made the mistake and that's where the Shliach Bezin, by mistake, had given one extra lash? That's what goes to the Golas? But Vatanya learned the Braisa, Godel Sheba the Yon and Kairi. First of all, the biggest of the judges, he's the one that reads the Pesukim. Where they read Vahafle Hashem Es Makayisch, they read certain Pesukim to say that the lashes that you get, to explain to him what he's getting. Vahasheni Maina, the second judge, he counts. Vashlishi Yom Hikar, and the third judge, he says, hit. And then the other guy counts and says, hit, and hit. And the Shliach Bezin is just doing the whip, the lashes itself. So how can you say the Shliach Bezin, the reason why it's a Shogig and not a Shogig Karev LeMezer, this custom that he made a mistake in the numbers, but he's not the one that's counting. How can you say he did the counting? So Elam Rav Shimon Adar, rather he says, the Tod Dayan Gufi, right. The one that made the mistake in the counting was the judge himself. But the liability is on the Shliach Bezin, because he shouldn't have relied on the judge himself. And the fact that he did, you're right, it's not he didn't deliberately kill the guy, he was just following the judge's orders, but he should have counted in his own head, and the fact that he didn't, ultimately he's the one that killed the guy, and it was a shagi, and that's why he goes to Golas. But you're right, if it was Karv LeMezid, as we had assumed originally, where he just gave him one extra one, or they didn't mean to kill him, that actually would not be enough. He wouldn't be allowed to go to Golas. But the Gemara continues asking on this concept of shagi Karv LeMezid. Meisvei, they ask from another Mishnah Masechtas Makos that says, if someone throws a rock into the public domain, just throws a rock in, and it kills somebody, says the Mishnah, raise a goyla. So, I mean, it didn't mean to kill somebody, but threw a rock into the street, it killed somebody, so he's a shagig, he has to go into exile. On that asks the Gemara, v'ahocha de shagig karv lemezer, that's a case of, you did it by mistake, but it's very close to being a deliberate murderer. Why di boyle asuke daite should have entertained the b'shusarav shchichinchi that in the street at any point in time there's going to be a lot of people over there uketaner is a gaila, and so although it's close to being a deliberate murderer, still we see you go into gullies. You see that you are allowed to go. So now the Gemara says Amrav Shmuel by Yitzchok, he says it's not the moment where a guy just throws a rock into the street. That of course would be karv lemezid, and you wouldn't go into gullies. It's Tumah B'Seisres Kaisle, if someone's knocking down his wall, and then a rock, a brick, falls into the street. So the Gemara asks, Iboy Le'yuni, what do you mean? He still should have checked out who's walking by. That's still Karv LeMezid. Now the Gemara says, no, B'Seisim B'Laila. Someone when he knocks down at nighttime. So the Gemara says, B'Laila Nami Iboy Le'yuni. What do you mean? Even at nighttime also, there could be people walking by. He still should have checked, and if he didn't, it's Karv LeMezid. So the Gemara says, rather, the case Tumah B'Seisres Kaisle B'Yoyim La'ashba. It's talking about where he knocks down his wall during the daytime, and what's on the other side of his wall is the garbage dumps. So it's during the day in the garbage dumps, that's where he didn't have to check on the garbage dumps, because it's garbage, who's there? And therefore, at the most is what he is. He's a shogeg, and that's why he goes into galus. Now the Gemara wonders, Hayash by Hechidami, what is the case of this garbage dump? And that is Edish Chichirabim, if people always are there in the garbage dumps, well, the Mezerhu, then he's a deliberate murderer. So how can you say it's enough to go into galus? V'ilosh Chichirabim, and if people are not usually there, so then Anasuth. So then the fact that he killed someone, I should expect, who would entertain that someone's being there in the garbage dump? And therefore, he shouldn't even be chayav for galus. So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa." He says, "Leit tzricha ela ba'ashpa hasuya lihiponis ba'layla." The case told Ma, it's a type of garbage dump where people usually relieve themselves for the orifices at nighttime. Meaning, at nighttime, no one's around, so the guy will relieve himself over there. Now, the ena hasuya lihiponis ba'yam. People don't usually relieve themselves. They go to the outhouse. They go somewhere where it's a more private area. They don't usually relieve themselves during the daytime in the garbage dump when people are coming and bringing their garbage. Now, but the ikud makrabiyasam, there are those that it happens, it might be in a convenient area, that people do sit and relieve themselves even during the daytime. So therefore, says Rav Papa, mezir lehava. The guy who now knocked his wall into the garbage dump, he's not a deliberate murderer, though ain't necessarily punished by him, because there's no really reason to expect somebody to be there, because people don't usually relieve themselves and sitting there during the daytime. Now, however, honest, not mezir lehava, but still he's not considered an oinus. Though ikud makrabiyasam, because it could happen that someone will sit there and relieve himself. So it's not oinus, like something beyond like that you could have ever imagined. And therefore, you consider b'shogeg, you didn't mean to kill someone, but you did by mistake kill. And that's why in such a case, this person would be chayav for galus. But again, it's not a case of just throwing a rock into the street, because that would be karv l'mezir. And then you're right, then you'd be patur from galus. Again, like Rav had explained, not because you're less negligent, because actually you're actually closer to a deliberate murderer. That was one version of Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina's interpretation of that brisa, where it was going on the seifa. On the seifa that said that if the guy came into the carpenter's store with permission, that the carpenter is going to be chayiv, and that he said that's only chayiv and dal dvarim, but he's still potter from galus, just like in the case of the reisha, where even though he came in with permission, but still it was in my domain, which was the first interpretation we said. And then Rabbi said, no, actually to the contrary, he said that the reason why it's potter from galus is actually because you're too bad. Because the guy had your permission, and therefore you should have been aware, and if you weren't, you'd carve l'mezid. Now, however, Papa mishmei de Rava masnila, however, Papa, in the name of Rava, he actually learned this qualification of Abiris b'b'chanina, areisha, actually going on the first case of the Braisa. The Braisa said, "Anichnes l'chanuse shel nagar shel ebishos." If someone goes into the store of a carpenter without permission, v'nitzle b'kaas, and then a chip comes flying out, v'tafchalei alpana avomeis, and it hits him in the head and he dies. So he said the carpenter is going to be potter. It's going to be exempt. Now, it was on that Omer B'Yisrael B'Chanin, and that he says that, however, Chayev Bar Bardvam, the carpenter, according to this version, is going to be liable for the Dalat Varm, because this version holds that even in such a case, even though he came without permission, he is considered negligent. Why? Because he sees someone walking into his store, he should have been careful. You're right, he had no permission to come in. But you saw he walked in. You're still considered negligent now if a chip comes out and knocks him in the head. But, upater migalus. When the Reisha said pater, what was pater going on? It was pater from galus. But you are going to be chayav in dal advar. So the Gemara explains, according to these two different versions of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, man de masnila seifam, according to the first version that we mentioned in the Gemara, which Rabbi Yisrael Chanina was qualifying halacha of the seifa, that said that you're going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, what are you chayiv on? You're chayiv in dalat dvar. But, he said, you're still going to be pater from galus. Why are you going to be pater from galus? You didn't kill by mistake. The guy had permission to come into your store. So he said, yeah, because it's not similar to the case of the forest on either extreme. Either because, like we said, you're actually less negligent than the forest, because here it's your own property, even though the guy had permission to come in, or actually, like Rava said, the other way around, because you're actually more negligent because at least he had asked your permission. Now, but in such a case, kol shekein areisha, for sure we would say that the one who holds that you're going to be exempt from galus on the seifa would hold for sure in the case of the reisha, where the guy came without permission, so then for sure I'm not going to be chayiv for the galus, where you didn't, if in the case of the seifa, where you had permission to come in, and still the Gemara said, according to the first version, that, but still my property, I know I gave you permission, it's not the same as the case of the Yar, as the forest, so here for sure, where you didn't have permission to come in, for sure you can be part of Galus. But says the Gemara, man de masin la reisha, according to the second version in the Gemara, which has Rabbi Yisrael Chanina qualifying the halacha of the reisha, that's when you're going to be patur from galus. Avala seifa, but regarding the case of the seifa, kivin de bishos, since the guy walked in, the guy who ended up getting killed, came in with permission, then chayav galus, that version would hold that you would be chayav galus, because that is similar to the case of the yar, of the forest, where since they both have permission to be there, then the guy who by mistake kills the other guy, which in this case is the carpenter, would be chayav galus. Now, however, on this, the Gemara asks, Umi chayav galus? The way we just explained is that, according to the second version of the Gemara, that when the guy walks in with permission, that when the guy walks in with permission to the carpenter's store, and then he gets killed, that the carpenter is going to be chayav galus. And that the Gemara asks, is he really going to be chayav galus? But for Tanya, in the Braisa that says as follows: Hanichnis lechanusi shel napach. If someone walks into the store of a blacksmith, v'nitza nitzaitzis, and then a spark shoots out, v'tavcha le'alponav, and it hits him in the face, umesin he dies. Patur, the blacksmith is exempt. It says the Braisa v'afila nichnis b'rishos, even if he walks in with permission, the guy had a right to walk into the guy's store. Still says the Braisa, the blacksmith is going to be exempt. That contradicts that what we said in the second version regarding the Braisa, qualifying that halacha of the carpenter being chayef for galus when the guy had rishus to walk in. So the Gemara says, hachamai iskinan, no, not a contradiction. Usually when a guy walks into the store and he has rishus to walk in, okay, you're not totally exempt. It's not like where, like we said, it's not similar to the yar where the guy had no rishus. The guy had rishus, so then it's like just like the yar, we both have rishus to be in the forest at the same time. Here, the guy had rishus to be in the carpenter's store. Carpenter is going to be chayven galus. So why here, in this case of the blacksmith, do we say that he's going to be exempt? Because it's talking about b'shulya d'nafachi. It's talking about the student of the blacksmith, the apprentice. He, when he entered to the store, that's the case that we're saying, even though he has rights to be there, the blacksmith is going to be exempt. Gemara wonders why. What the apprentice stands to be killed? Why is he any worse? Why is his life any less than another person who has rights to be there? You say then you're going to be chayv on him galus, and here the apprentice suddenly, okay, you're an apprentice, your blood doesn't mean anything. Why is he going to be exempt in such a case? So the Gemara explains. Kishar Rabbi Misarav by Lot says the case is talking about where the owner warns him, he says, get out, I'm doing something dangerous here, sparks are going to be flying, then he doesn't go out. So that is something where the owner is not going to be liable. For that, it's like the case when he has no rishus to be there. Now the Gemara wonders, Umishum de Rabbi Misarav by Lot says, what? So because he warns him to get out, so that's why he stands to be killed? What do you mean? Why would he be exempt from galus in that case when he warns him to get out? So the Gemara explains, it's not just that he tells him to get out, but he remains over there. Oh, you remain over there? Fine. Go ahead and die. No, of course that would be at least a shaygig to be chayav galus, but it's kesavri yatsa. When he thinks he left, because he warned him, I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing. He just gets back to work and he thinks he left and he didn't leave and then he gets killed. That's when we say, okay, even though he was there b'shus, but he warned him to get out and he thought he was out, that he's not going to be chayav galus. Now the Gemara one is ihachi achernami. Then why does it have to do specifically for the apprentice? Then even another guy too, a customer that comes into the store who has rights to be there, he says, hello, get out please, I'm doing something dangerous. And then he thinks he leaves, and then he gets killed because he didn't leave. Why then is there any difference? There he should also be exempt. So the Gemara explains as we continue on top of Lama Gimla Med Aleph, there's a difference. Achar, another person, let's say a customer, Leslie aims to the rabbi. He has no fear of the blacksmith on himself. You don't own me. I'm a customer. Actually, you should treat the customer better. Now, so therefore, the blacksmith should have entertained. Maybe the guy didn't leave. You know how these guys are, these customers. They just come in, they just stay. I'm telling you to get out and they don't leave. And therefore, if you didn't check and the guy ended up getting killed, you're going to be chayav for galus, which is going to be like the case that we explained, brishos, in the case of the nagar. If he came brishos according to the second version, you're going to be chayav in galus. Hi, Isla, aims to the rabbi, but here the apprentice, he has fear of his master, of his teacher, who therefore the blacksmith could assume, if he warns him to get out, that he got out, and he didn't notice that he stayed. And therefore, and that's the case that the Braisa was talking about regarding the Hanichlus Lechanusa Shanafach, that even Bershulis is going to be Pater, but that's only because it's Tomat, the Shuli the Nagar regarding the apprentice, but a regular person, you're right, if he's Nichlus Bershulis, then the Nagar, then the Nafach is going to be Chayev for Golas.